There's no time for us. There's no place for us. What is this thing that builds up dreams yet slips away from us? Who wants to live forever? Who wants to live forever? Greetings, stranger friends. What a day. What a trailer. What a feeling. Are you all feeling it too? Like joy and sadness all mixed into one? Because today you really felt it. With that trailer, you felt like, how do I say it? And I'm going to go through the whole trailer. Don't worry about that, everybody. But it's like you're excited because you're seeing your friends go on one last adventure. You're nervous because it looks like the bad guys might be winning a little bit. And then, just like they always do, they give us a song in the trailer that just is this sweeping, emotional song that brings everything together. And yes, in my predictions, I wanted to see some Guns N' Roses, but you can never, ever go wrong with Queen. Now, if you don't know this song, today is the first time you've ever heard this song. This is a Queen song from 1986 called Who Wants to Live Forever. Now, what I didn't know, I knew that this song was used in the movie Highlander. Now, Highlander is about those, it's like a sword-fighting Scottish warrior who lives forever unless they get their head chopped off. And basically, there can only be one. So the Highlanders fight until there's only one. At least that's my understanding. I saw the movies years ago, the first couple of them. And Queen basically did most of the music. So if you've ever heard like, here we are, born to be princes, we're the princes of the universe. You know, I'm sure I'm not getting that right. And then this song, Who Wants to Live Forever, which is very, it's right on the nose. You know, hey, you're a Highlander, you live forever, but who wants to live forever? I do. I would like to. But it used in this context, it's like they're telling us that I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by how beautiful the song is. A couple things I didn't realize, back to the song, is it was my understanding always that Brian May sang the song because there's no official, I guess, Highlander soundtrack, but Queen put out an album called A Kind of Magic, I believe that's what it's called, and a bunch of the songs that they put into Highlander are on this album, including this song. But on the album, A Kind of Magic, guitarist Brian May is singing the song. He wrote the song, and he's singing the song, and he's got a great voice too. I mean, it's not Freddie's voice, but it's a great voice. But in the movie, it's Freddie Mercury singing it. And as far as I can tell, in the Stranger Things trailer that we're going to be talking about, that's the Freddie Mercury version, I believe. The strength of the vocals in that song, to me, sounded like Freddie Mercury. And there are few singers in the world that can emotionally punch you in the face like Freddie Mercury. And this song, with those lyrics and that performance, is one of them. And the way that it is used in this trailer is so perfect that I did a TikTok of me watching the trailer, Geek Mentality Mike, on TikTok. And when that song hit, I just was like, I didn't gasp, but I sighed. I was like, oh, it was just like Of course. Why? Of course they use this song. It's almost like it perfectly fit you. I watched it. I'm like, oh, it was always this song. It was always going to be this song. And I just thought it was perfect. So, wait. Oh, that's the second time I've heard. That's the second time I've heard that in this episode. So yesterday it was announced that a trailer was coming tomorrow, which is today. Yesterday's tomorrow is today. And tomorrow's yesterday is also today. But they just put out a clip, like a little video for 5 seconds that said trailer tomorrow. I took a screenshot, sent it to my niece. I had to make sure it was after 2, so she was out of school. She must have put her phone on right at 2:01, or maybe she has it on all day. I don't know the rules. But she just wrote back, yay! And here's the thing. I didn't know what time it was at. And I work, and I had a busy morning, so I thought maybe 8 a.m. No. I saw some article that said it said it was coming out at 9 a.m. on the East Coast, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, noon on the East Coast. And I just took that as like gospel. I took that as the actual truth without doing any other research. I said, that's fine. Then I just happened to click on YouTube at like 10:30 or 11 in the morning. And it was like, it's here and it's been here for an hour. I'm like, what? I felt like a terrible Stranger Things podcaster. The fact that I didn't see it right away. I mean, remember for season 4, we all watched it live. There was like a clock in Times Square, I think, and there was just a big countdown, and we didn't get that this time. We just got, here it is. And as of 12 hours ago, there are 6,229,000 views on YouTube. And that's just for this version, because, you know, then someone will download this, upload it in their channel, like, hey, check out the Stranger Things 5 trailer, because they want you to watch it on their channel. And there's like Netflix India. There's all these different channels that are still official, but they're posting it. And I always want to watch the trailer from the official source, the original source. And that, of course, is the main Netflix channel, which has 6.2 million views at this point. We're talking not quite 12 hours, I think. So Stranger Danger is primarily an audio podcast. I'm going to do my best to paint a picture for you of the trailer. You've watched it. You've watched it multiple times. And so I want to go through and just kind of talk about what you saw, what we all saw. I'm not sure there's a way for you to actually watch the trailer while I'm posting the video, while I'm actually doing the recording. So just go by memory. Let's go through this trailer. It is 2 minutes and 54 seconds long, and I am going to be kind of watching it in the background, but I'm not going to sit here and make you listen to the background of the trailer. You've watched it a million times. Let's just get right into the gist of it. It starts off with this house. Now, it's not the Creel house. I believe it almost looks like a church. I think I see a cross in the background, but that also could be, no, that's like a light post, not lit up. There's a giant clock tower. You know what? This isn't a church. A church wouldn't have a clock tower, would it? This is like town hall or the library or something. But it is completely covered in Vecna vines, for a lack of a better term. The tentacles, the vines, whatever you want to call it, the upside down. Well, actually, we're probably in the upside down because the way the skies are looking and the way the dust, the particles are floating in the air, it seems like we're in the upside down. Oh, yeah, we definitely are with the red lightning. It almost seems like we're seeing Vecna with his minions. I can't tell what we're seeing in this room. Is that like, I see cabinets and stuff. I'm trying to figure out what upside down. It couldn't be a school. It could be anything. But he says that at long last we can begin. It's almost like he's been kind of resting, hanging back, getting his strength back, I guess, because later we see him and it's like his vines are still like, you know, coming to fruition, like he needed a new body or a reconstitution. I don't know, but he's definitely ready. He's been setting up and ready to do something. And then that's when the queen kicks in, and the first kid we see from our group, from the party, is Dustin. He's riding his bike to the high school, and it seems like the high school is still going. Like, they're still putting kids in school. We get an overhead shot of Hawkins. And okay, I believe we're seeing the library, but we're seeing the right side up version, like the reality, our world's version, because I see the same clock tower right there in the middle, and you see all kinds of destruction. Like, you see buildings completely collapsed. There's a few to the left of it, a few to the right of it, and it almost looks like this building is some sort of, is that where the army is holed up? I see some army vehicles. I see some almost look like makeshift, those, they look like half, they're like cylindrical, is that a word? Half circle, metal, they look like half a metal tube, I guess is the lack of better term, like that the government or the military set up as like their base. I don't know. We then see Mike and Eleven, and they're on top of WSQK. There must be something where radio signals maybe aren't being interfered with, so the radio plays a big deal, or someone got a job at the radio station, like Robin or Steve. It'd have to be one of the cooler kids that are into cool music. So probably Robin or Jonathan. But they're hanging out there. Like, they're on the roof of this place, so it's like they're allowed to be there. I don't think they're breaking in. The power's on. I'm just trying to figure out why the radio station is such a big deal. But it's definitely, I think, what they're using to either communicate with the outside world, or to maybe using the radio waves or power, like the signal, to track things in the upside down. I don't know. Kind of cool. But Mike's saying, you know, he's talking to Eleven. We're really starting to lose it, being stuck in here. And they show like how it's almost like martial law. Is that the right word? Martial law, where the government takes over. Oh, that could never happen in the real world where the military shows up. He's like, no end in sight. We see Joyce, it looked like, in tunnels, like those tunnels that we remember seeing back in Stranger Things 2, right? That's like with D'Artagnan and the Demodogs. I mean, my God, it's been so long since I've watched those episodes. But that's what it looked like. It looked like one of those tunnels. And for some reason, it seemed like that was Joyce under there. We also see what looks like Steve. Well, it doesn't look like it. It's Steve, Jonathan, Nancy, and Robin. And while Mike is talking, like, maybe tonight's our break, they seem to be using some sort of hidden, like moving a shelf out of the way to some sort of hidden tunnel. I don't know where they're going. Like, is that in the radio station? Is that something that the military doesn't know about, but our friends do? Because obviously, you know, the military is there to try to keep law, keep things safe. The military is there to basically try to fight this evil. And you know that it's our friends, our heroes. They're the ones that are actually going to do it. So all these other folks are just wasting their damn time. So as the trailer goes on, we're like seeing certain things, like a montage of things while Mike is talking. We're seeing Eleven and Hopper, and they're definitely in the upside down. Like, they seem to be tracking something, going someplace. They're definitely on a mission. They don't seem to be hiding. They don't seem to be trying to escape. They seem to be trying to look for something. And you see while we're seeing this, Mike says, we find Vecna, we end this once and for all. And we see a bunch of our friends now back, I'm going to guess, at the radio station. I feel like that's their home base, where our friends are hanging out. We see Steve, Nancy, Jonathan, Robin. We see Will. We see Dustin got the crap beat out of him. I'm interested about that. And we see Lucas. Obviously, we don't see... That might be Mike next to Will. I can't tell because he's cut off. We don't see Max yet. We don't see 11. I feel like 11 at this point might be off with Hopper, even though the scene we're seeing is 11 talking to Mike. Oh, this is so exciting going through this. Oh, and then we see Mike right there in the middle. And he's like, that's when he says together. And we see all of them around the table. It's like, this is what we have to do. We end this once and for all together. I love it. I love it when they are all together. Now, they're not all together, but a bunch of them are. And I feel like they're going to also be split up at some points. But this might be like towards the end, kind of. Like, here's our final stand. I don't know. Oh, I'm so nervous. So I've been rewatching Stranger Things 4 for a long time. And I like they keep telling Eddie about this girl with superpowers who Eddie never got to meet, which is just heartbreaking. But, you know, when I think of superpowers, the first thing I think of as a superhero would be the ability to fly. And yeah, I'm not sure we're seeing Eleven fly, but she's definitely flying. That's a weird thing. That's a weird way to put it. So when you see Eleven use her powers, she can push people back. She can move things with her mind. She can move things with her powers. Well, isn't that just energy being shoved into something? So if you take that same energy and push straight down with it, what's that going to do? It's either going to make a giant hole in the ground, or more than likely, it's going to lift what is giving the energy. It's going to give it flight. Isn't that how flight works? I really don't know. But I remember back in like Star Wars, The Last Jedi, people complaining that Princess Leia was able to pull herself from the, like, float back into a spaceship. But it's the same thing with the Force. Basically, you know, if you're able to pull something at you, well, if you're in gravity, zero gravity, you're going to pull and it's going to drag you along. Same thing with this. So she might not be flying, quote unquote, like she's not going to fly around through the air, but she's able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. She's able to push down and use the energy, the inertia, I don't know if that's the right word, the power of her power to give her enough lift to fly. I know it's not flying, but I'm calling it flying. I love it. She's jumping into something. Like, it's definitely over, again, we're in the upside down version, but she's flying over this fence, which is lit up. I think we're in the upside down version. Now, the fact that a light's on inside in this fence tells me maybe someone is working inside the upside down. Like someone has set up base, some of the bad guys. I don't know. Maybe it's not just Vecna. Maybe it's humans. Ooh, because they're bad too. Humans. Blech. We see a great shot of the radio station van flying back to the radio station, which is in the middle of nowhere. So I think that might, and it's up on a hill. I think that all might be, it's just got to be their home base. That's their, like, they're not at the Wheeler House in the basement anymore. They're hanging out here in the radio station, which seems like a much cooler place to hang out in the 80s and in the 90s, probably even the 2000s. I don't know if hanging out at a radio station is still cool. Hanging out at like a podcast studio, that would be cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm doing this from my kitchen table, but I would imagine it would be very cool. So we see Joyce. It looks like she's praying. She's got her hands folded, her eyes closed. Or she's deep in thought, and maybe she's praying as well. She seems just very nervous. Somebody is lying on the couch. She seems to be sitting on a couch. Someone is lying because I can see their feet. I don't know, those Dustin sneakers. And we see Mike standing in the background watching his mom. He's a little concerned watching her. They're definitely at the radio station again. I want to be at this radio station. I went to a radio station once in the next town over when I was a kid. And I was a Cub Scout. And I was able to go on and say, hi, my name is Mikey. And I live here. And blah, 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 blah. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And of course, you know, many, many Lightrons later, here I am talking into a microphone to, you know, people all over the world. So, yeah, I guess I still do love it. And I am jealous that they get to hang out there. Now, I'm not jealous that they're hanging out there because they're trying to defeat a giant monster who wants to end the world, though that would be kind of fun, too. So then we hear a voice saying, this is not one of your, this is not like one of your campaigns. You don't get to write the ending. Because we just saw Joyce, I definitely thought it was Joyce, but it's not. It's Eleven. And it's almost like, I mean, Joyce kind of raised her for the last few years. And it felt like she was turning, she sounded like a younger Joyce. But while we see that, we do see them planning something. They have a map. And it says, like, if you look at the top of it, it says something of disaster. So I don't think, wait a minute. Ferdinand, like this is the neighborhood. Lancaster, Ferdinand, these are the streets. This is not a Dungeons and Dragons thing. This is a Hawkins thing. This is some sort of map of all the disaster zone, I'm guessing. And they're using the mini figurines of Dungeons and Dragons, I think, to try to map out and plan things, which, again, I don't care how old these kids get. They still love using their nerdy things as much as I would, as much as I still do. Now, we then see a shot of them hanging out in the woods. I believe we saw this in the teaser, too. And this is our original core four of Will, Mike, Dustin, and Lucas. And there's a picnic table. So I'm guessing, this is just a guess, that they're in the same woods area that Eddie and Chrissy hung out, you know, and did a little drug dealing back in the previous season. The guys in the back seem to be preoccupied by something, but Will is definitely looking at something with a look of fear in his face that like he sees something and he's kind of glancing up. So something's coming, something in the sky, but it's the middle of the day too. But whatever it is, I don't know. He doesn't look very happy about it. So we do see Eleven with Mike and she says, you don't get to write your ending, not this time, and touches his cheek. And it's almost like they're realizing the severity of what's going on here. We then see a shot of, I'm trying to think of what the hell we're looking at here. Oh, okay. It's a real quick shot, but if you see there's metal, I believe those are the same metal, like temporary facilities that we saw in the overhead shot that I'm assuming the military set up. Some of them look like they've got goo on them, or they're melting, or they're being destroyed. And it almost looks like we're looking up in the air from, this looks like Nancy and Jonathan's point of view, looking up into the air. I'm sorry, is this a gate being created in the middle of like space? So just like tearing open reality? Like there doesn't need to be even like a wall? It almost looks like we're right in the middle. We're just in the sky. And is it Nancy saying he's planning to end our world? Someone's saying it. Oh, it's Nancy, all right. He's planning to end our world, and that is Nancy and Jonathan. Oh, maybe they're inside someplace. I can't tell, but they're looking up at whatever that is. And we're seeing a swirl of energy going up one of the radio towers. Again, this radio... Now, this almost looks like the smoke... A smoke version of... I was going to say the smoke monster, but that's out of Lost. Did we get a smoke mind flayer? Right? Yeah, it was. That's what it kind of was. That's what this reminds me of. But it's in the real world. And I don't know if this is the same shot, but we see Robin looking up. There's a lot of people looking at things. But Nancy's like, he's not going to stop until we're drained of every last ounce of suffering. We then see... It looks like there's gates just opening up in the ground outside something called Bradley's Big Guy. Off in the distance, we see two people. It looks to me like it's Murray and Robin. I never thought they'd hang out. Like, that'd be a duo. But it, just from this quick angle, that's what it looks like. Because we got a big beard of a dude that looks like Murray. And just the person next to him does kind of look like Robin. Oh, yeah, it's definitely them. We zoom in a little bit. And Nancy's like, until we're drained of every... last ounce of suffering. We see her crying, we see a lot of them having emotional moments. Oh my God, we're seeing Dustin and Steve hug. Oh, I'm going to cry just thinking of what that. Dustin is crying. Why is Dustin crying? That is the cry of, oh my God, we either lost or someone just died. And I am very nervous about that. Then we get the text. We get the first text this November. How about 27 days? That's where we're at. 27 days this November. That's a lot. Okay, now we see someone jumping over buildings, sliding down like the freaking John Wick or Ethan Hunt. But it's just 11. Again, I think we're in the upside down, but this building is lit like something's inside it that's not just a monster. I might be wrong. This might just be the sky is open to look like the upside down on our world. I don't know. That's the fun of it, not knowing what the hell's going on. But I saw red lightning, so that tells me we're still in the upside down. And they're in a lab. Oh my God, wait a minute. Is there something in the upside down running a laboratory? Or is the tear so big that we're still on the right side up? I don't know. But whatever it is, this is where Eleven and Hopper are. They're inside this place now. Hopper is armed with this, you know, big giant gun, an awesome beard. And Eleven is armed with her arms. Kudos to the editor of the trailer to line up the lyrics, "Touch my world with your fingertips, touch my world with your fingertips," right when you see Eleven's hands like getting ready to do, you know, 11D powers. You then see her kind of push her hands out to do these powers just at the point where Freddie hits the chorus, and it's the most dramatic moment of the song. And I don't know if it's the building that they were just in, but we're seeing red lightning. I don't know if that's the same facility or not. It might be. I think it is. We're seeing red lightning shoot out, not up, but out, like ripples in water. Like, oh my goodness. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it turns from red to blue. So maybe it is good. But now it's over Hopper's head. So maybe she said, "Get out of here." And this is him saying it worked. She did something. I don't know. I love speculating. It says, "Get ready." We see Nancy and Jonathan put their heads together crying. It looks like they almost conked their noggins together. That might have hurt. We see, oh my God, we're in a tunnel again. We see a Demogorgon closing in on friggin' Lucas. God damn it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna faint a little bit. We then see Nancy. Nancy is the most badass of the series. When you think of the girl that you saw in the first season of the first Stranger Things, where Dustin's smiling at her, and you see the badass lady that she has become. At this point, she's got a friggin' machine gun ready to shoot at monsters. And it says, "Get ready for one last adventure." Then we hear Dustin say, if we stay true to ourselves, if we stay true to our friends, no matter the cost. And we see a shot of him. I don't know what he's wearing. He almost looks like he's wearing something that you would wear to the military would wear to hide in a field. I think of Red Dawn, the outfit he's wearing. But he's definitely beat up there. They're all looks like they're standing around together looking up at something. Red lightning. We then see a shot of somebody falling. Oh my God. Is this like a mid gate? Like a gate between, we're actually seeing you go from one world to the other, but that would be like a gate in the sky. I don't know. Someone seems to be falling into the sky of the upside down. I could be wrong. I don't know, but it's a great shot. It's a great visual. We then see a bunch of them all hugging together. I think they're at the radio station again, but that seems to be the only one. I see Lucas, I see Dustin, I see Will, I think, I see Jonathan. That could be Mike in the background, and that I believe that's Erica also there. Oh my God. And then we see Erica in school looking. We see Steve, Jonathan, and Nancy in some sort of car. Is this the car with the radio tower, like the radio antenna on it? Nancy says, "Do it." And Steve, he's like, "I'm going to floor it." Oh yeah, that's definitely Steve's beamer, but it has a radio antenna on it now. I don't know why. I feel like it's, but they're driving through neighborhood, not through the neighborhood, through the yards of the neighborhood. We see one shot of Eleven smashing things out of the way. We see a shot of government officials being blown, glass blowing like crazy. Then we see a shot of, I'm nervous that Max is going to be almost in a catatonic state for most of this season. Or I kind of hope this is early on, but we see Lucas escaping Max. He has a little radio. I bet you Kate Bush is playing on that radio right now to try to bring her back. But it seems like the hospital has become overrun. There seems to be a demodog chasing him. And he just very quickly, he's trying to close an elevator door. You know how bad it is to get an elevator door to close for you. Hopefully he either kicks it or closes it. I don't know. We then see a real quick shot of Mrs. Wheeler and Holly Wheeler. I think they're going to be they're no longer in the dark. I think they're going to be fully brought in. Hopefully, you know, we saw that shot of them in the teaser in a tank. What about Mr. Wheeler? Where the hell's he? Oh, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous. We see one shot of a military guy next to Linda Hamilton shooting guns. Now, I'm assuming that she's shooting at demogorgons and monsters, and I'm sure it's not going very well. We see Mike protecting a bunch of younger kids with Joyce there as well. We've talked about those kids in the past. While military people are just lying there, because again, the military, I don't think they did a very good job of trying to keep people safe. It looks like they're getting completely ravaged while our friends are just running. Oh, there's Will. They're trying to keep Will. Ooh, a Demogorgon almost got them. We see a giant explosion. And I feel like this shot, something happened here where Will gets incapacitated and the Demogorgons show up and Vecna shows up. This seems like a big pivotal moment where it seems like all is lost and our heroes are going to lose. And the monster, number one, Henry Creel, Vecna, is there to basically finish what he started, you know, all those years ago. Because we're seeing these Demogorgons just destroy things. And then we see Vecna roll up. And we just see a line of military bodies everywhere. And that's when we see Mr. Vecna.
William, you are going to help me.
No, that's not good. You know, we've seen things with one last adventure, one last time. Little did we know that that's basically quoting Mr. Vecna. I don't want to be rude and just call him Vecna, Mr. Vecna. But what happens is you see see Vecna, and it's almost like he's being reconstructed. He looks more monstrous than ever, like he's almost all vines now. It's almost like that's how he had to rebuild himself using the vines. And they're still constructing right then and there. And he's like, William. And he just uses his, you know, his evil powers, the dark side of the force, to levitate Will right there and pull him towards him. He needs a nail trim. Pull him right towards him. Now, he doesn't choke him right then and there. But you can see Will's awake. Will is looking right at him, and it's just like the fear, the broken fear you see. You could see through Vecna's hands and everything. It is gross. He looks like a dried up swamp thing. It is just frightening as shit. And he says, you know, you're gonna help me. What does he say? He goes, Will, what's up? He doesn't even call him Will. He calls him William. Very, very formal. You are going to help me one last time. And he puts his hand right on his cheek. And that's when the trailer ends. Stranger Things 5. Epic, epic, epic. I don't even know what else to say, except that was tremendous. we get so many little glimpses of things, and yet there's enough mystery and enough that we're left in the dark that nothing feels spoiled. It's never like, oh, I feel like I watched the whole season or see nothing like that. Just little glimpses. And it's, to me, it's one of those things where I, you know, it's a corny, some overused line, but I feel like we ain't seen nothing yet. That's how I feel. Now, I'm very happy not seeing any other trailer. I'm sure there's going to be TV spots. I'm sure. See, I don't think Netflix has, I know Netflix has Christmas Day football. And since we'll be getting ready for the final, I feel like we'll be getting a lot of commercials on the Christmas Day football games. But I said that last year and we didn't. I remember my niece and I were there and we freaked out because we saw Millie Bobby Brown, but it was for that movie, that Netflix movie she made. We're like, whoa, we both jumped to the TV. No, nothing. But that was exciting. Again, I did my best to do an audio podcast description of the video that you've watched dozens of times already. But it was fun. It's fun to speculate. It's fun to go through things, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now, you might be someone who hasn't been listening lately, or listening to all the episodes I've been doing. But what I've done for the last year, I've been doing a Stranger Things 4 rewatch 10 minutes at a time. And I took way too long. So I'm running out of time. So I'm going to start doing, in fact, I thought I was going to do an episode tonight, but I'm not. It's getting a little late and I have some other things, actual work things I have to do. So this is the only Stranger Danger episode you're getting this evening, but get ready for more Stranger Danger, Stranger Things Forever coming. And we got to finish this rewatch. We only have 27 days to do it. And we have about 30 plus episodes to do. So lots to do, and not enough time, but we're going to make time. Okay. We got all the time in the world. We got a time machine. That's from a different movie, another 80s movie. But it was featured in Stranger Things. So it all comes together. As I said, you can see me watching the trailer live for the first time, quote unquote live, but like my initial, just all my actual reactions watching it on the TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike, or over at the YouTube channel Fans Not Experts. And you can follow me everywhere else at Geek Mentality. And of course, you can get to every episode of this show at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. Who wants to live forever? I do. Who wants Stranger Things to go on forever? I do. But it isn't going to happen, my friends. This is the beginning of the end. So let's just enjoy it while we can. I will talk to you soon, but until then, stay stranger, my friends.
Fans Not Experts.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.